Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As the AFC playoff picture turns, we had the Chiefs come back and beat the Ravens in overtime. We had the Patriots lose on a ridiculous last play of the game, multiple laterals by the Dolphins, which gave me great joy to see the Patriots fail in that manner. Texans lost to the Colts. So as it lines up right now, AFC playoff picture looks like this. Chiefs are number one. They're 11-2. A win and a loss by the Patriots would clinch home field advantage for the Chiefs. Patriots are the 2 seed. Texans are the 3 seed by virtue of the fact that even though they're both 9-4, the Patriots beat the Texans earlier this year. Steelers are still the 4 seed. They're still a playoff team, technically. 7-5-1. They lead the AFC North by a half game.
Not just a playoff team, a team that would host the Chargers, right?
Right. So the Chargers won yesterday. They are 10-3 now. They would visit the Steelers in the 5-4 game on Wild Card Weekend if it started tomorrow. The Ravens have tiebreakers over 3 other teams, the Colts, Dolphins, and Titans.
They'd go to Houston?
They would be the 7-6 team that would head to face the Texans in Houston. That's what it looks like right now.
So all this doom and gloom, and you're talking to the first place in, if it were to end today, playoff host Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now,
kind of amazing.
Did you think, now we're waiting for the Steelers game to start, and there are the Ravens in overtime, and it looked like that game might end in a tie?
Yes.
And were you I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. If somehow, I was actually somehow a sick way rooting for the Ravens to kick a field goal.
I'm always rooting for the tie.
It was the only reason I was happy that the Steelers game was on Fox, and so that I could just toggle and hit back and forth the last button as opposed to it overtaking the feed and the Steelers game was on. And then Yinzer's all over Twitter being like, are they going to flip to the Steeler game? Are they going to flip to the Steeler? Yeah, they always flip to the Steeler game. But it was good to go back and forth and back and forth. I thought for sure, when Mahomes fumbled late in the game, and then I thought when they didn't get in the series before that, I guess it was, that Baltimore was destined to win that football game.
The throw Mahomes made on that, what was it, 4th and 9?
Oh, my gosh.
Across his body.
No look.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill just barely open. I mean, this kid has the best arm in football.
Isn't it like shortstop going across the bag?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it looked like.
He brings so much excitement to the games that you're watching. And you know what? The other thing with that broadcast, too, again, Romo, this is about to happen.
Yes.
Bang, it happened. This is about to happen. Bang, it happened.
This kid is so good that if the Chiefs don't have to go to Foxborough, Andy Reid gets back to the Super Bowl. That, I mean, I don't see anyone stopping them.
Jim, who was calling for Patrick Mahomes to be the heir to Ben Roethlisberger when he was eligible to be drafted?
I don't remember.
In a big way. Producer Matt, do you happen to remember that campaign?
I believe that was you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I kind of figured.
Yeah, right? But he's super, super good. But he needed to play. Like, he needed to be out there this year. But I don't know. The Chiefs, I thought for sure, with the running back gone, with Kareem Hunt gone, that the offense would take a step backward. And when they needed to move the football, it was just like a 7-on-7 game.
So if you look ahead now to the final 3 weeks, and as Ed Bouchette put it earlier, the Steelers got to win the division, essentially, if they want to get into the playoffs. The Ravens, a half game behind them still, host the Buccaneers this Sunday. Then they go to L.A. to visit the Chargers on a Saturday night. And then finale, final Sunday of the season, December 30th, they host the Browns. So Steelers have Patriots, Saints, Bengals. Ravens have Bucks, Chargers, Browns. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about it.
No, I know a lot of people. I still think that the Steelers will pull one of these games out plus the Bengals game. But there's a chance the Steelers could, lose 6 in a row going down the stretch?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Think about that. I mean, you never thought that a month ago.
I'm thinking 5, but you know, and yesterday, by the way, the last 2 games actually are another one of those deals where if this guy is doing this, what's Gronk going to do? Kind of situations where they just kept throwing to the tight end.
Yeah, Cook had a huge day yesterday.
And even the other
7 for 116.
The other two dudes, they were just throwing to tight ends. And I don't know. It's just I still think the Steelers can win next week. But man, the doubt creeps in the more you watch this.
They have to beat either the Patriots or the Saints, one or the other. They have to win one of those if they want to go to the playoffs.
There's a big he said she said going on. In Steelerville over in the Southside office. And I'll tell you what, they better square this away before 11 o'clock tomorrow, favorite time of the week. They have to. And I'm anticipating some questions from Ron and from Joe that are pretty pointed at Ben.
Yeah, because to be honest, we've got to get to the bottom of what actually happened yesterday in the second half and why Ben Roethlisberger was not back in that game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.